I seriously can't get enough of the song. I just can't get enough of it. Agana Mali, it's Sun El Musician featuring Something Soweto. Agana Mali, it's 12:45 and let's get into our Youngsters on the Move section of the show. I'm in studio with the gorgeous Thokozani Josini, a PhD student and a part-time lecturer at Wits University. And she has proved that the power of using social media, or she's proved the power of using social media to motivate students to compete, to complete their studies. How are you doing, Thokozani?
I am fantastic, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. So 26 years old, you're doing your PhD in what?
In education.
Okay, so that means the plan is to become an educator in the future.
I am a qualified educator, but now I've taken it a step further where I'm diversifying my career portfolio where I can go beyond being a teacher, and now I'm coming into the lectureship
space. That's really cool.
Space.
So let's start here. Hashtag see you at graduation.
Yes.
Give me the backstory.
Okay, the backstory. 2015, doing my honors degree, I just graduated my Bachelor of Education, and my friends and I were all studying together. And as a group, we just found that the shift between being an undergrad and being a postgrad is so difficult. Mm. We need some form of support or motivation to just get us through the year. Because we just weren't coping. And it's not just an academic thing, but it was a social thing. Emotionally, we were drained. We were tired. We didn't know how to put everything together because there was a new component called research. So I kept saying to everyone, guys, I'm starting a WhatsApp group and I'm going to call it See You at Graduation because we came here with an intention to graduate.
Right.
You don't see what you're doing at university until you walk that 30 seconds on the stage.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see you guys at graduation. And we just kept pushing it. That was all we ever said. Like every time someone was feeling some type of way or had an assignment due, I'd be like, guys, hashtag see you at graduation. That's all we came here to do.
And then what happened? It then just kind of spiraled, didn't it?
It did. So I started posting on social media, and so did my friends. And then I had this idea to make some form of branding merchandise.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is the one thing that I always have when I'm studying? Like, what do I do?
Coffee.
There we go. Coffee, tea, hot chocolate. I was like, I need a mug. And then I have a friend who's a graphic designer. I asked her to do the graphics for me. We created this product, and now we have a mug, and it's now a big, well, it's a growing brand called hashtag See You at Graduation. And I say it's basically graduation memorabilia and motivation mugs.
That's brilliant. And then are you selling them?
I am selling them.
That's a brilliant business. What has been the response from other students, though?
Very positive.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that it was a national or a global phenomenon that everybody actually struggles in academics but doesn't talk about it.
Yeah.
So now that we are pushing each other in a positive way, I think because the feedback was so positive, I was able to sell like a good number of mugs, and it's amazing. I just can't believe that it's...
You know, we look at the space of higher learning in this country with a lot of concern, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're concerned because we have these large numbers coming into first year, and by the time they get to second year, that they've dropped so dramatically that a lot of our learners or students don't actually make it past first year. And I don't know what you attribute that to, because you're obviously motivating people and you've gotten a sense of what their struggles really are. What do we attribute that first year hurdle to?
There is a number of issues. Firstly, I think it is a cultural capital problem.
Mm.
We come into the university space from many different places, and we just don't know how to cope with that environment on its own because it's a new culture that you now have to mold yourself into, because academic language is a real thing.
Mm.
And depending on what school you went to or where you're from, it is difficult for you to culturally adjust to that university space. And with that added to it, being at varsity is not just about reading and studying and the books, but you also have to eat. You need clothes. You need to be social. You need to be emotionally available. There are a lot of other factors that contribute towards that. And also the social space where now you've got freedom. There are parties. There's a number of things that you're exposed to that you weren't exposed to prior to being here. And it's distracting. You just need to strike a balance, which is difficult.
Yeah. Support structures, though, and I've heard this in a few universities where we say, you know, they are essentially those support structures for learners to start assimilating to the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that they're not really all that operational. And so obviously when you started hashtag see you at graduation, there was something that you saw, there was a gap that you saw in that support. So maybe we need to respond to that. What real support really is for students?
For me, I think it's sharing our stories. I found comfort in the fact that my friends were struggling just as I was. Yeah. And the fact that we could talk to each other and be like, you know what? We know what we're here to do. This is our end goal. This is what we want to do. This is how we're going to achieve it. But we can't achieve it until we get to that final destination of graduation, because that's the point of coming to university.
Yeah.
What's the point of being here for all these years if you don't finish at the end? The victory lap is the hardest, what we found. And just share your story. Tell somebody. Ask for help. Even if it's something as small as going for coffee and just being like, Wusa.
Yeah, I need a moment.
I just need a moment.
Yeah, yeah. For students that are listening right now, when they understand the pressure that you're talking about, because they may be feeling it right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you do to sort of, you know, get yourself out of the funk and really start to keep that vision clear for yourself?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a Christian girl, so
yes.
Lord, God is everything to me. I really just spend time in prayer, listen to praise and worship. I have a great support structure at my church. So find a great foundation where you can find like-minded people who will support you in everything. Because sometimes you just need a healthy distraction, something where you can talk about everything else except the academics. Sometimes, yeah. For me, that helps. Secondly, remember why you started. There was an intention. I think it's important for me to just sometimes think about it and be like, stop. What exactly do you want to achieve? Where is this going? And then I start to unpack it to say, this is where it's going. And then I think, okay, how are you going to get there? And you don't have to think about the end at the beginning. Just think about today, what can I do? And then I'm like, okay, let's read one chapter.
Yeah.
One chapter. That's it for today. That's I just have to slow down. I think that's the most important advice I can give students. Sometimes it's fast-paced, there's deadlines, there's a lot to do, there's pressure. Everybody's looking at you and expecting you to pass and to get the great marks. And just remember that it's not always just about the passing, but it's about passing well enough to progress.
Yeah.
So what's the next step?
So what's the vision then with hashtag see you at graduation?
Ooh, the vision for hashtag see you at graduation at the moment, as I said, I'm lecturing at Wits University in the foundation phase department. One of my colleagues and I have now found that students are also struggling socially and just with like having meals. So we've taken the see you at graduation campaign and we're taking it to a point where we're trying to support these students on that level as well.
Oh, man.
So sometimes it's not... to me, it seems like it's insignificant, but I know to the person receiving it, it's a big deal. Sometimes people don't even have money for transport.
Yeah.
So my door's always open. I tell my students and the people that we're supporting at the moment that if you need money for transport, come to me. I can give you 20 rand for a cab, whatever you need, just ask for help. We're here to support you in any way we can. Yes, this is an academic institution. I'm supposed to be a professional, but I'm also human.
Yeah.
And I want to appeal to that humanity.
What do you need? Because now we're listening and anybody who hears your passion wants to support that and say, let's also pour resources into that support that you're offering students. What do you need?
Wow. Okay. What I need is manpower.
Mm-hmm.
I just need people to get behind me and believe in my vision the way I do. So I started... hashtag see you at graduation alongside my Teaching with Teeks blog. So I have a blog called Teaching with Teeks, and under that blog I wanted to do workshops for beginner teachers to support them in terms of mentorship and just understanding how to get a grip of being a professional in a new environment that's not university. And I just need some types of resources, monetary resources, books, anything and everything that has to do with education to support these teachers, because I'm on the education campus and all my students are obviously teachers.
Yeah.
So we need money for books, money for resources, platforms where we can have such workshops, where other people who are struggling in this industry of education as beginner teachers can come and get whatever form of support they need, be it emotional support, academic support, books, whatever they need. I want to have a space where I can provide that for them.
Just quickly, now this is my curiosity, right? When you, we all saw a case, I think it was in the Vaal, of the learner who, you know, there was a violent incident with the teacher and the learner then beat the teacher, and everyone saw that. I remember watching that and I thought it's going to be so difficult to motivate young people to take up teaching, right? What do you think when you say that? So what do you say to someone who's listening and says, I'd love to teach, but I'm so afraid of that profession?
Don't be afraid. It's a difficult profession. But at the same time, it's the most rewarding profession. So we're the profession that births the nation. Mm. Everybody comes from teachers. Mm. We are the ones who teach the doctors, the lawyers, the accountants, the engineers, even the radio presenters. Yeah. You guys all have somebody who is in a teaching position that taught you to get to where you are. So if you want to become a teacher, I'd say be open to the challenges that lie ahead, but also be willing to be the pioneer of the change that you right. want to see. Right. So come into it thinking that I'm going to be the game changer that I want to see in the industry. That's what I'm doing. That's my approach to this. I want to come in and do, not that I want to be the first, but I want to work hard at whatever I do so that other people recognize it and aspire to be that way.
That is brilliant. Give us your email address so that when we have resources, we can send them to you.
My email address is teachingwithteeks21@gmail.com.
Teeks, T-E-E-K.
Yes, S. So teaching, T-E-A-C-H-I-N-G, with, mm-hmm. W-I-T-H, Teeks, T-E-E-K-S, 21, the number, at gmail.com.
Very good. Thank you so much for coming through. You're an inspiration to us.
Oh, wow. Thank you for having me, Naledi.
Really good work. Keep it up. Thokozani Josini, founder of the See You at a Graduation campaign. She's a PhD student and part-time lecturer at Wits University. I've got to tell you that I started doing this show in 2012. It was my first time on radio, and this platform, this show specifically, In Tune, has been such a gift to me. 5 years of being on this platform, and I've learned and grown so much. Thank you so much for supporting me on In Tune for the past 5 years. Every single Saturday has been a blessing with you listening at home. So I really appreciate the support from my heart to yours.